All right, guys, welcome to episode 7 of The Mandalorian.
7? I thought it was 8.
10, maybe?
I wish it was 10.
They don't even have 10 episodes
for the season. So. I ain't trying to hate or nothing, but I'm getting a little tired of The Mandalorian, bro.
Why? Not to be basic or anything, but I still like Yoda, like everybody else out there.
I like him. I like Baby Yoda. Do I really, or am I just getting dragged along at this point?
I liked him before all the memes. I'm being a hipster about it, though. No, I still like...
It's episode 5.
I still like Mando.
We're on episode 5 of The Mandalorian. Hits and misses. This started off as a hit. And as
it's
of late, it's been
a
missing
hit,
a little
like,
bit.
Like, when you don't have anything else that's more of a hit, I guess.
Of course it's a hit. Like, Disney Plus is going to guarantee it's a hit. And it's going to be... You're going to be looked at as an outsider if you say anything bad about this show or speak up on how tepid and stale the last couple of episodes have been. But hey, yeah. I ain't worried about it. This thing opens up with a dogfight in space that looks like it was put together by an internet website that makes fun of Star Wars.
It was very generic and pretty comical, even though they weren't trying to be funny. The dialogue was just so... Could you not have gone with anything else? Because that's so overused. Like, I knew you were going to say that. Of course you said that.
You mean the that's my line bit?
No. That I laughed on that part. But before that, what the other guy said, the bad guy that was chasing Mando, where he was like, give me the child. And then it was a pause. And of course he had to add... And maybe I'll let you live. Like, it's not enough in movies.
Maybe there was some fan service in that dogfight, because there's a lot of fan service in this whole episode. This is, it's called The Gunslinger. And, all right, so let's stay on the opening bit a little bit. Not just the dialogue, the explosion after this bounty hunter's tracking down the Mandalorian in space, and we don't know why. It's just pretty much picking up where the last episode left off.
We can kind of figure out why, because last episode they covered that Baby Yoda he still has those tracking devices out on him, so other bounty hunters are bound to be at him. And he even said, hand over the child, so we can surmise that he has been tracking.
You're right.
Baby Yoda. So
props for paying attention.
Again, like I mentioned last episode, I am usually right.
No, you're usually paying attention.
That makes me right. Good.
The ship takes a little bit of damage, and they gotta find a place to fix it up. And the nearest place in town, in the universe, is Tatooine.
Tatooine.
One more time. Tatooine?
Oh my goodness. It's not Tatooine.
Tatooine. You know, all these Star Wars planets, names... people, I'm to the point where I don't care if I anger people if I mispronounce some of their favorite lore. It's part of the deal here. So they land on Tatooine, one of the more infamous planets in the Star Wars universe, the land of two suns. It's actually mentioned by a character here.
It's the one in the original Star Wars universe where they find Anakin.
Yeah, it's Anakin's birth home.
Yeah.
Birthplace. Home of Shmi as well. I always like that name. Shmi Skywalker.
Sounds like a weird flavor of like that bagel schmear stuff.
Yeah. No,
or something much more gross.
Shmi Skywalker is pretty cool. It's Anakin's mom, of course. But after episode 1 came out, The Phantom Menace, my brothers started calling my mom Shma. and I knew it was because of Star Wars. So... That was just funny to me. Yeah. But, all right, so back to this lame-ass episode. They land on Tatooine. They're getting the ship fixed.
He needs money to get it repaired, so he goes to yet another bar.
Yeah.
But it's
expected. Well, before that, rewind.
Why?
Because there's the introduction of the mechanic lady.
Okay, so it's a mechanic lady who uses droids, and he...
Pelly.
Sure.
She uses repair droids. The Mandalorian hates these repair droids like he hates all
the other
droids.
He doesn't want any droids near his ship, period.
Well, he doesn't like droids.
Yeah, but he doesn't want them near his ship. Also because of the precious cargo that he left on the ship.
Yeah, he leaves Yoda on the ship and heads off into the Mos Eisley landscape, which is, you know, the infamous repair town on Tatooine from Star Wars lore as well. A lot of fan service in this episode. Mm-hmm. This episode was directed by Dave Filoni. He's the first director who's had two episodes under his wings in The Mandalorian. He's also the guy who comes from the Star Wars Rebels animated series background. So he knows his lore and he knows how to send, you know, Easter eggs and secret shout outs to all the super
properly represented
fans out there. Yep. So The Mandalorian walks into a cantina. We get a little bit of lore with the creatures and the folks that are sitting at the bar, and he meets another bounty hunter there whose name is Toro. Toro blah 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 blah.
Well, that's informative.
Toro Calican. That's it.
How could you ever forget a name?
How
like
could
that?
I forget? Yeah. Played by the suave. He's the son of Bobby Cannavale, who...
He kind of came off as an aspiring weasel to
he
me.
He came off as like...
Like, as soon as I met, he was like a desperate, aspiring weasel is what I felt.
Yeah, he was okay. But he's a bounty hunter trying to get into the guild. And he's on his first mission, seeks out the help of the Mandalorian.
The Mandalorian only takes it because he really needs the credits because he doesn't have enough to do the repairs on his ship. That's the whole reason why he was at the bar in the first place, was to try to find a bounty to get some credits.
Yeah, and with the help of Toro Calican, they do set out as like a team to go find this sharpshooter, this sniper chick, who goes by the name of Fennec Shand. I remember that one. Man, these names, they just throw so much at you in 30 minutes.
The creativity of the names, yeah.
Yeah, so they head off on some speeders, and again, the big budget but cheap-looking special effects take place on their little race through the desert of Tatooine. So, yeah, I don't want to sound like I hate this show now, but I didn't like this episode at all.
Really?
Nope, didn't like it at all. I thought it was going to be a main mission episode. It's a whole new set of characters, side characters, a whole new side mission, and keeping the core of what people have to like about the show there. So, like the Yoda bit.
It was yet another ally in the waiting that was acquired for Mando there, the mechanic lady, because she actually discovered Baby Yoda in the ship. He came out of the ship, and she took care of him while Mando was on this mission and everything. She got very bonded with him.
Yeah, that was cute. While the two bounty hunters are out tracking Fennec Shand down and having this Metal Gear Solid style sniper battle with the lady, because she's a pretty good shot.
She's supposed to have been the best, one of the best.
Yeah, she, I don't want to say she pierced his armor, but she definitely put a little bit of damage into his Beskar armor.
Yeah, singed it.
And while all this is going down, Peli Motto, the mechanic back at the repair shop, her and her repair droids, I was going to call them turtle droids because they sort of break down into their little shell shapes.
Yeah.
They discover that there is Baby Yoda on board. Actually, they discover that right as they leave for the mission, because that other bounty hunter guy, the kid, he sees the Baby Yoda there as well.
When they were leaving on their little speeder bikes. Anyway, long story short, after the battle, one of the speeders, I guess, broke or got destroyed or crashed. That's what it was. So, there was three people. Couldn't fit on one of their last remaining speeders, so Mando opted to go back and get a
Dewback
that they had saw on their way to get their bounty. And it was a long, long journey. I think it took him a whole day.
Something like that.
But in the meantime, of course, their bounty, she talked the new guy into betraying Mando.
Yeah, she sort of brings
him, because he was worth more than what her bounty would be.
And she also mentions that he's traveling with a very profitable
cargo,
yeah.
And she convinces him that if he, instead of turning her in, if he turns Mando in, the guild would welcome him as a hero for first of turning in a traitor, Mando, and also the cargo, bringing that back.
Yep. So of course
he wasn't in it for the money. He kept saying that he didn't care about the money. He just wanted infamy. His
reputation.
Yeah, reputation. that's why, like, the only reason why Mando took this job with him is because he told Mando that he could have all the credits. That the guy just wanted in the guild, and this was the job to get him in the guild.
Yep. So, of course, being young and impressionable and striving for glory, this guy takes Fennec Shand up on her offer of betraying the Mandalorian.
In his own way.
In his own way.
Because he does not let her go either.
Right. He does offer, spoiler alerts. So he gets rid of, I guess, the
less lucrative half.
Yeah, the less lucrative half of the deal. And he seeks out to head back into Mos Eisley and holds the mechanic lady who's developed a bond and Baby Yoda hostage.
Until
Mandalorian gets back.
Because again, Mandalorian was not aware that his buddy, I'm doing air quotes here, had shot the woman or the bounty and took off on the speeder to go back. He wasn't back yet from getting the, what's that thing called again?
Dewback.
The dewback. He wasn't back from that yet. So half a day later, he finally gets back with the dang thing and he sees their bounty dead, still in the desert. And then he just gets back on it and goes back to town. He knew that something was up and finally finds the mechanic and Baby Yoda being held hostage.
Yep. And then predictability kicks in and everybody who's on the Mandalorian side gets saved with a flash grenade.
There's lots of pew-pew-pews and all that.
Yep.
And we can guess who won.
Yes. And that's it. That's the whole episode.
That's it. Oh.
It's bland.
There's one last scene.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We don't know who exactly it is. It just shows a pair of boots walking up in the sand in the desert, walking up to the body of Fennec, and, I guess he's picking her up, and it cuts out right then and there. We don't know.
Picking her up, or maybe picking something up off of her.
One of those two, right? Like, right when he started reaching down for it, cut out. Now, I've heard of little conspiracy, not conspiracy, but a thought theory on who it could be, but we really don't know.
Yeah.
They didn't show much to be able to go off of. One of your brothers said that
the sound of the boots is very reminiscent of Boba Fett.
He said Boba Fett, when he walked, even though he didn't wear spurs, when he walked, sometimes it sounded like he did wear spurs.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what this guy's footsteps sounded like.
Sure.
So that's what your brother's thought theory is, that it might be him. I have no idea.
Could just be a new character that we're not introduced yet. We're getting introduced to two or three side characters a week at this point.
We're getting introduced to new people every single episode.
And there's only three episodes left.
So they really need to get everybody introduced so that maybe something better happens in season two.
Season two,
I think season one is just this whole buildup of getting the crew together type thing. In season two, hopefully, will be more of a solid flow plan of episode to episode where it's not just, like, issue of the week.
Yeah, because the thing that's really hurting this show now is runtime. This episode was 29 minutes and then credits on each end. So it turned out to be, like, 35 minutes total, but 6 minutes of that's just credits and the intro and the outro stuff. I am paying a little more attention to the outro now because if I wanted to, I could just watch those outro credit scenes and see the beautiful animation that they have, which highlights like the main scenes of each episode with a nice Star Wars art style. It looks really cool. And you could just watch that and know everything that happened in the episode.
The only parts that you really need to remember.
Yeah, with like three or four cool artistic renditions.
Yeah.
But the run times are starting to hurt. We're watching another show on HBO right now called Watchmen, which is a 55-minute episodic show that goes so in-depth with its character development, the unfolding of the main story, and all of the side story.
There's
there's a lot going on in Watchmen.
So much to it.
But
in a good way.
It dedicates a good amount of time to leading you on to care about all of this stuff that's going on.
Right.
And The Mandalorian doesn't have enough time to force the viewer to care about everything that's going on.
The way they're getting the viewer to care is making Baby Yoda super cute. The whole package is make him as cute as you can so that everyone wants to come back, because to be honest, we're all just coming back for Baby Yoda.
That's it. Yeah, this is Disney treatment 101 at this point, and I mean, I'll watch the last three episodes because...
I'll probably watch season two as well, hoping that it has a bit of a redemption. Because if season one keeps going on as it is, it's going to just flat out...
Yeah, the last two episodes have been the deadline. Worst of the season.
And I'm hoping that season two is better.
Where are we
there's
going?
There's only eight episodes.
Yeah, where are we going
is
with
over
this,
half
guys?
The is half the season going to just be like fluff?
Yeah, it seems like it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think the disappointment can be heard in our review of this because after last week, we kind of felt like this is the formula. We're going to get a side mission episode that's not so great, but then there's going to be this awesome main mission episode.
Season two better be good. That's and all this, I'm going to say.
Well, we're a long way from there. I don't even know if I want
to... I still will. I don't like leaving things unfinished. If I start something, I have to finish it, or I'm always going to wonder how it ended.
Cool
story, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
This wasn't a good episode, and I'll argue anyone who thinks it was.
Didn't even have any cute Yoda moments.
Him walking off the ship.
Okay, so he's walking. He's not even trying to be cute. He's just walking.
Yeah, that's true. That's it. Not much else. This was a fan service episode with a lot of shout-outs to the hardcore folks out there because of the Tatooine nods and the question mark at the end of is that Boba Fett, is it not?
And guys I love my Star Wars, I do, and I want to love this series, but
don't let that force you to like this series.
Exactly,
because that's what's happening with a lot of folks right now.
And that being said, I think I'm done reviewing this episode because it's just such a downer.
There goes our Disney Plus sponsorship.
I watch plenty of other things on Disney Plus.
It's all right.
We're not sponsored by Disney Plus. So this was the meh episode yet again of the Mandalorian.
The meh DeLorean.
The meh DeLorean.
Yeah.
Works for me.
All right.